No matter how far back they went, Bosconian beams still sought them out in grimly persistent attempts to slay. Their shielding fields blazed white. Their refractories wavered in the high blue as the overdriven refrigerators strove mightily to cope with the terrific load. The operators, stifling, almost roasting in their armor of proof, shook sweat from their eyes they could not reach, as they drove themselves and their mechanisms on to even greater efforts, cursing luridly, fulminantly, the while at carrying on a space war in the hotly reeking, the hellishly reflecting and heat-retaining environment of a metropolis. And all around the embattled structure, within the patrol's now partially open wall of screen, spread Holocaust supreme. Holocaust spreading wider and wider during each fractional split second. In an instant, it seemed, nearby buildings burst into flame. The fact that they were fireproof meant nothing whatever. The air inside them, heated in moments to a point far above the ignition temperature of organic material, fed furiously upon furniture, rugs, drapes, and whatever else had been left in place. Even without such adventitious aids, the air itself, expanding tremendously, irresistibly, drove outward before it the glass of windows and the solid brickwork of walls. And as they fell, glass and brick ceased to exist as such. Falling, they fused, coalescing and again splashing apart as they descended through the inferno of annihilatory vibrations in an appalling rain which might very well have been sprinkled from the hottest middle of the central core of hell itself. And in this fantastically potent, this incredibly corrosive flood, the very ground, the metalled pavement, the sturdily immovable foundation of skyscrapers, dissolved as do lumps of sugar in boiling coffee. Dissolved, slumped down, flowed away in blindingly turbulent streams. Superstructures toppled into disintegration, each discrete particle contributing as it fell to the utterly indescribable fervency of the whole. More and more panels of mobile screen went down. They were not designed to stand up under such heavy projectors as Wembleson's mounted, and the Bosconians blasted them down in order to get at the remote control operators back of them. Swath after swath of flaming ruin was cut through the Bronsecan metropolis as the enemy gunners followed the dodging caterpillar tractors. "Drop down, Maulers," Haynes ordered. "Low enough so that your screens can touch ground. Never mind damage. They'll blast the whole city if we don't stop those beams. Surround him!" Down the Maulers came, ringwise, mighty protective envelopes overlapping, down until the screens bit ground. Now the caterpillar and mobile screen crews were safe, powerful as Prelan's weapons were. They could not break through those Maulers' screens.